The former room for soldiers is now home to residents of seagrass meadows. Seagrass evolved from monocots that returned to the sea 70 to 100 million years ago. Unlike algae, they have flowers, fruits, roots, a liquid, gas and nutrient transferring system and upright leaves. They are most often part of the Posidonia family, the largest and most widespread type, endemic to the Mediterranean Sea, along with three other types of seagrass. It is dark green in color, with up to a meter long flat leaves, and it lives in up to 40 meter deep water. They bloom in the fall, and sea currents carry their pollen and olive-shaped fruit in the spring. Research has shown that Posidonia is the longest-lived organism on Earth. It was found that its leaf bases can be more than 2,000, even up to 3,000 years old, and they grow very slowly, only 1 centimeter per year. It is estimated to cover as much as a quarter of the Mediterranean seabed in the deep zone. Seagrass meadows are one of the most productive habitats in the sea and an important feeding ground, spawning ground and refuge for about 400 plant and 1,000 animal species, especially for those in initial life stages. It is estimated that healthy and well-developed seagrass meadows produce more than 14 liters per square meter of oxygen in 24 hours. There are many economically important species from the family of wrasses, anthinae, sperridae, gobies and red scorpionfish. However, apart from being one of the most productive, they are also one of the most sensitive habitats on Earth. Climate change, invasive species and human influence are causing the disappearance of these meadows at a high rate, and it takes several centuries to restore 10 meters of a meadow. Due to their importance, seagrass meadows in Croatia are strictly protected. In rocky crevices, you can spot lobsters from the family of decapods without large pincers, such as the European lobster. It most often lives at a depth of 5 to 150 meters, all over the coastal Adriatic, mostly in the part where the sea is clearer, saltier and deeper, that is, in its southern part. The shell of lobsters cannot expand, so they molt in certain periods so that they can grow unhindered. When the shell becomes too soft, the lobster avoids food and retreats into holes where it is out of reach of predators. The greatest enemies of lobsters are octopuses and large predatory fish such as grey triggerfish. Lobster meat is considered one of the greatest marine delicacies and is therefore considered to be the most economically important and most frequently hunted type of crustacean. It is considered a sensitive species.